So welcome back, Tom. First things first, how's the week been at training this week following that great win against Bradford?
Yeah, it's been okay. We've had a couple of good training sessions. We was going to have a little bit of a rest night on Tuesday, but we ended up just going down to the local school and having a little bit of five-side, just something a little bit light. And then the same again on Thursday, really. Got a couple of knocks, obviously, against Bradford, Linney and Jamal. Had tight hamstrings, so they're still going to be a late fitness test for tomorrow. And we're just waiting on some news about Steve Yeoman. His missus is in hospital at the minute with expecting their baby.
Oh, blimey. Oh, right. Well, that is breaking news.
Busy week for us.
All right, OK. I don't know how I'm going to word that tweet on the official Twitter feed later. I'll just call it late fitness test. That'll work.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Anyway. an interesting set of results, because obviously there's been some matches today as well in the league. Curzon yep. getting beat and the best possible result between Nuneaton and Alfreton Town. Going into these next two games, I'm not suggesting we could seal the deal, but we could make it a lot easier for ourselves come 5 o'clock tomorrow. So how do you make sure that we finally get that away victory in 2018?
Yeah, it's something that's been bothering us for a long time. So we're just going to the game as we would any other game. It's an old cliche. We're just prepared exactly the same. Obviously, it's a long journey down there. So we'll set off nice and early so we can have a break halfway down or so, stretch the legs. And we're just going to take the game to them. We're full of confidence at the minute. So we want to go score more goals. So if we go out and take it to them, basically, they're going to have to deal with the system and the formation we play. So fingers crossed we can do that. We'll hope to go get an early goal and settle everybody down.
I mean, you mentioned, you know, you've tried to keep it as light as possible this week when it comes to training. I mean, 1874 Northwich, I think they've got a Craig David song out at the moment because they're playing pretty much every day of the week, their yeah. football matches. It is tricky, isn't it, managing the workload and a quick turnaround like this, a game tomorrow and a game on Monday as well. Is that a problem, or is, as a footballer, maybe a younger footballer, is that something that you kind of relish?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I mean, if you're in form and you're winning games, you're playing well and scoring goals, you want the games to come as quick as possible, really. It's the same for them. They've played Tuesday as well, York. So coming into the game on Monday, everybody will play a lot of minutes. As for tomorrow, we've prepared as well as we can, and hopefully we can go get the points. But like you say, in close games over two or three days, you can really change your season around. And if we go get 4, even 6 points over the next two games, you're looking very positive going into the end of the season.
And just to confirm then, just a late fitness test for Jamal and Linney and Steve yep. Irwin is busy. Well, let's put it that way. That's it.
Yeah.
No other concerns going into tomorrow.
He might be tired.
Yes. thank you for coming on, Tom. Just your closing thoughts then going into this weekend, and obviously a big game on Monday as well for that York City match. Obviously, home form is very, very important for FC United. Hoping for a raucous occasion in the terraces on Monday.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, going into tomorrow, we're going there for all 3 points. We want to break this duck of not winning away from home for such a long time. So we're going there for the 3 points. And then, as we've seen over the last few months, anything can happen at Broadhurst Park. So we won't be playing for a point or anything against York either. We'll be going to try and take all three.